name is Beverly Young Nelson.
A new voice in the chorus of allegations against Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's good to have you with us today. Yesterday, Beverly Young Nelson told the nation her story of being assaulted by Moore decades ago when she was just 16 years old. Nelson worked as a waitress in Gadsden, Alabama. Roy Moore, she says, was a regular customer.
When he was at the restaurant, he would speak to me and would sometimes pull the ends of my long hair as I walked by him. He would compliment me on my looks, and I did not think anything of it. I did nothing to encourage his flirtatious behavior.
Nelson recounts knowing that Roy Moore was an important man back then, respected in the community. Then one night, Nelson says Roy Moore offered her a ride home. And a note to listeners here, this testimony is disturbing.
Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breast. I tried to open my car door to leave, but he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch. I was terrified. He was also trying to pull my shirt off. I thought that he was going to rape me. I was twisting, and I was struggling, and I was begging him to stop. I had tears running down my face. At some point, he gave up. And he then looked at me and he told me. He said, "You're just a child." And he said, "I am the district attorney of Etowah County. And if you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you."
Beverly Young Nelson there yesterday with her story of being assaulted by Roy Moore. Nelson says she and her husband voted for President Trump and that her speaking out has nothing to do with politics. Well, politics are now an inevitable part of this story. Last week, many GOP officials in Alabama spoke out in defense of Roy Moore. So following Nelson's testimony yesterday, we reached out to more than a dozen Republican leaders from the state. And so far, we've only heard back from the office of Alabama State Auditor Jim Ziegler, whose executive assistant told us Mr. Ziegler is attempting to get information on the falsehoods of these allegations. As soon as he gets that information, he'll contact you. Pat Duggins is news director for Alabama Public Radio, who's been keeping us up to date on everything going on in Alabama over the last few weeks. Pat, thanks for coming back.
Hi, Todd. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, Pat, we tried to survey prominent Republicans in Alabama. As I mentioned, we didn't get too far. I know you've gotten further than we have. So what are Republicans in the state saying after these last allegations from Beverly Young Nelson?
Well, Todd, it's been a lot of kind of like a tale of two parties, because up in Washington, you've got a big sea change. You know, Mitch McConnell taking the side of the women who are making the allegations against Roy Moore. But as you say, here in Alabama, it seems as though that the Republicans are still staunchly behind Roy Moore. And of course, we referred to yesterday the fact that one of them said even if the allegations of sexual assault turn out to be true, they're still going to vote for him as opposed to going for a Democrat. So it's kind of the same thing. We're just kind of like waiting for the next shoe to drop after Beverly Young Nelson's testimony.
And it really is kind of a shocking development from afar, at least, Pat Duggins. I mean, I know that Roy Moore has lots of allies in Alabama and lots of people who think the media is out to get him. I get it. But the state also has a lot of conservative evangelical voters who have made a lot over the last few decades of voting on their morals and voting on their conscience. And I'm a little bit surprised that this hasn't shocked both.
Well, there's been a lot of really good reporting on that, Todd, regarding evangelicals that are really kind of coming to grips with whether or not if a politician thumps the Bible, is that a get out of jail free card? Now, Roy Moore has done it. Before that, Robert Bentley wore his Christian faith on his sleeve, and yet he was drummed out of office following being recorded making sexually explicit comments to an aide. It's just, you know, it would be interesting to see, and we're not really going to know until December 12th, until whether or not it's enough for these evangelicals to say, okay, we do have redemption, we do have forgiveness, let's give Roy Moore a pass, or are they just simply past the, okay, I'm holding my nose point, and they're just going to do the unthinkable in Alabama, and let's go for Democrat Doug Jones.
And aside from the abuse that's alleged, the local politics of this may be the most important thing in Roy Moore's future for the next month. Until national Republicans get a hold of him, if he manages to win, Pat Duggins, here's the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked yesterday about how he's now feeling about Roy Moore.
I believe the women, yes.
Pat, that's the Senate Majority Leader. Cory Gardner, who's a senator from Colorado and heads up the Senate Republicans' campaign arm, has said that if Roy Moore is elected, senators should vote to expel him and kick him out.
Well, there's that. There's also the possibility of a write-in candidate between now and Election Day. Now, Luther Strange, who was Alabama's former attorney general, who told the State House to stop investigating Governor Robert Bentley for alleged sexual improprieties, and then he would take it over, and then all of a sudden, when Jeff Sessions goes off to become attorney general, guess who Governor Robert Bentley nominates to be the fill-in U.S. Senator? Luther Strange. He's already said point blank, you can forget him for a write-in candidate. And then the real interesting scenario is whether or not Republicans in Washington could convince Jeff Sessions to leave as AG. A lot of different moving parts between now and December.
A lot of twists and turns possible between now and December, and it's a lot of politics. I get it. But Pat Duggins, there's a fundamental truth between now and December, too, that with all of these Republican leaders in Washington now saying that Roy Moore should be expelled, even if he's elected, that he should never be a senator. They are not saying that there's an election going on in Alabama and that Doug Jones is the better choice. I get that he's a Democrat, but there's one thing left unsaid, which is who should win this election?
Well, the interesting thing about it is that a lot of people who are supporting Roy Moore are saying, well, all of these allegations are 40 years old and there's no way that you could possibly prove that. Democrat Doug Jones did exactly that when he convicted not one but two members of the Ku Klux Klan for the 1963 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in Birmingham. His contention to his followers, I was attending a rally where he said, listen, if you're on the right side of history, you can do anything. And for someone in Alabama to say that, because a lot of people will come up to me, you know, I've been here like 8 years. A lot of people will come up to me and say, listen, we're tired of being a national punchline. We're tired of being a joke. And here's Doug Jones saying it in a public forum in a race where the polls show them neck and neck. For people in Alabama, that's revelation time. That's like, you know, an interview with Elvis's ghost would rank right up with there. But we have to see whether or not that helps in between now and December.
Well, of course, this is a political story. Pat Duggins, you and I are doing a lot of political analysis. It's important. But maybe more important, I wonder with this episode how many people in Alabama are talking about what's at the core of this whole issue, which is the sexual abuse of girls.
Well, there was an interesting article in our local paper here in Tuscaloosa that said that, and this is I'm paraphrasing the person who wrote the editorial, that if Roy Moore wins and if Roy Moore goes to Washington, it will determine whether or not Alabama voters can actually be embarrassed.
Pat Duggins, news director for Alabama Public Radio. Pat, thanks again.
Thank you, Todd.